What's happening in your farm fields this fall? Well, they want to know. We are talking about a special dicamba survey that's being conducted from the University of Wisconsin and College of Ag and Life Sciences, and they want to know. Time again for a check-in on what's happening with your soybean checkoff dollars, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And we are happy to welcome into studio, I think for the first time, Rodrigo Wehrle. He is our weed specialist with University Extension and working closely with people like Dr. Sean Connolly, Dr. Damon Smith, to try to get a handle on what's happening specifically with new technology Wisconsin farmers have been using, I say probably the past year, but maybe year and a half too, and that is the Xtend soybean, or the technology that allows for farmers to use dicamba. Rodrigo, thanks for joining us. Before we get to all that, tell me a little bit about yourself. For people that haven't had a chance to bump into you at a field day or an event, you've been with us since January. You're getting your face out there this summer. Where'd you come from?
Hello, Pam. So thanks for having me here in the studio. It's a pleasure to be here. I, as you picked from my name and charming accent here, I come from Brazil. This is where I was born and raised, a small Dutch farming community there. I came to the U.S. in 2009 as an intern. I went to University of Nebraska, Lincoln there for a five-month internship. This is when things changed for me. I went back to UNL for a master's and PhD in weed science. I finished my PhD in April of 2016. At that time, I took a job with the University of Nebraska, Lincoln West Center Research and Extension Center as a cropping systems specialist. So I worked for the University of Nebraska for almost two growing seasons in the western part of the state. And then I got hired here at UW-Madison and started in January of this year as a weed scientist, extension specialist.
Well, we're sure glad to have you, especially now as so many things are changing in the weeds that Wisconsin farmers are battling and the technology we're trying to battle it with, Rodrigo. Tell me about the dicamba survey. How did this all get started, and why is it so important that farmers respond?
That's right, Pam. So the Xtend technology became fully available in 2017, meaning that you could plant the Xtend soybeans and spray dicamba post-emergence. We have three labeled products for post-emergence applications. So we have Xtendimax from Monsanto. We have Fexapan now from Corteva. And then we have Ingenia from BSF. So those are the three low volatility dicamba products that farmers can use post-emergence. These products, their registration expired this fall. Okay, so EPA has some big decisions to make this fall here, whether they're going to extend the technology for the years to come. So what we're trying to do here is to capture farmers' perceptions regarding the value of the technology. So those who have adopted it, the successes they have had, those who have not adopted it, we're trying to understand whether we have issues, whether they had any issues with off-target movement. Okay, so dicamba is an excellent herbicide option for post-emergence control of some of the difficult weeds we're struggling with in Wisconsin and most of the Midwest, so your common water hemp, your giant ragweed, so it's a great tool for that. Okay, the challenge with dicamba is that soybeans and other broadleaf crops are extremely sensitive. Okay, so if not properly sprayed, if dicamba moves either via particle drift or vapor drift or via tank contamination, you may cause injury to sensitive crops. So that's always a concern when talking with dicamba. Excellent herbicide in terms of weed control, but when spraying it, you got to be mindful of the landscape and do a really good job, follow the label spraying it. So the idea here with the survey is to capture, you know, how are we using, how are we bringing this technology into our cropping systems in the state of Wisconsin, and again, the successes and some of the challenges we've had. The idea is to summarize all this information and hopefully make it available soon, so then farmers can make their decisions moving forward. But this information will also hopefully be helpful to the ADCAP, Department of Ag in the state of Wisconsin, and also the EPA, so they have farmers' opinions when trying to make that important decision for us.
Well, and how difficult is the survey to fill out? How complicated is the information you're looking for, Rodrigo?
So the information, Pan, is very, very straightforward. It's a 5 to 7 minute survey. You can go online, wiskweeds.info. That's our blog. You go there or via UW Crop Manager, you have access to that. We urge, you know, farmers and agronomists to take the time and do it. It's 5-10 minutes. Again, we want to understand if you're adopting the technology, what percentage of your acres you planted and sprayed, you know, with the technology in 17, this year, 2018, and what you anticipate for next year. So the trend all over the Midwest, about 20-30% of the acres got planted with Xtend beans in 17. this year about 50% across the Midwest, with about 90% of those 50% being treated with dicamba post. And if the technology is available next year, even higher rate. Okay, so the adoption rate in most of the Midwest has been pretty high, but when asking specifically in Wisconsin, has been much lower.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is a good thing in the sense that our farmers are not desperate as some other farmers are south of us. Main reason, resistance. Glyphosate resistance. We do have glyphosate resistance in the state of Wisconsin, but it's not as widespread or problematic as it is in states south of us.
Again, if you are just joining us, this is a dicamba survey that we are targeting specifically our Wisconsin soybean growers. Like Rodrigo said, if you used it, they really want to hear from you. If you didn't use it, why didn't you use it? And again, a lot of websites where you can access this survey. Wisc Weeds, that's W-I-S-C, Weeds. info. You can go to coolbean.info, badgerbean.com, or you can also go to a couple other sites, badgercropdoc.com, badgercropdoc.com, or ipcm.wisc.edu, or just Google Wisconsin dicamba crop survey, and hopefully it'll pop up there. Rodrigo, let's talk a little bit about where we go from here. Wisconsin voices are incredibly important when it comes to the overall decision. Previous states have had more time with this product. Unfortunately, more bad experiences with this product. Tell people what happened in Arkansas that may have caught their attention in headlines.
Yeah, so, you know, Pam, in 2016, the trait came out, meaning the genetics was out, but there were no products that were labeled. Unfortunately, some non-labeled dicamba products got sprayed, and those herbicides, they have higher volatility. So that was the first problem that we saw. You know, the challenge with spraying dicamba there is that you got to spray under the right conditions. It's different than anything else we've sprayed before. Okay, so nozzle selection, wind speeds from 3 to 10, temperatures, you got to pay attention to temperatures and so on. So it's a way more difficult chemistry to spray. And the one recommendation I've had, we're doing a lot of research. We have some large scale trials that we're looking at volatilization, we're looking at particle movement. The one thing we're learning from our trials, Pam, is that the sooner we can go spray, you know, the better off we are. Okay, so there's three reasons for that. The first one, if you spraying early post or mid post, meaning between your V2, V4 stages here in the state of Wisconsin, you have smaller weeds. Okay.
Right.
And that's what we want. We want to be spraying small weeds, 2 to 3 inches tall. We don't want to be spraying weeds that are 2-3 feet tall, because then we take some of the selection pressure away. The second point, the sooner we spray, the smaller the weeds are, the less competition with your crop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So you're maximizing your yield potential the way. Third, what we're learning from our studies is that if you're spraying, you know, right at flowering, the last window that you have to spray dicamba, this is when you have really high temperatures, first, second week of July. Okay. And, you know, temperature drives volatilization. So, again, if you spray a couple weeks earlier, mid-June, later June, good opportunity. You see the weeds are getting established at that time already. Get a good control. So don't use this technology as a rescue technology. Use it as an early mid-post proactively to control those weeds. So that's been our recommendations, what we're learning from our trials. In discussions, we had a couple phone calls with EPA this past week. You know, they're trying to gather information from specialists all over the country. And, you know, big conversation around the topic has been on cutoff dates. Okay. So there was a conversation about using growth stages of the crop for cutoffs. The challenge there is that you may have a soybean field that's planted early, and then some beans, some soybean field right adjacent to the same field that gets planted 2-3 weeks later. So you're going to have within a small region, you know, crop that's a different stages there. So that's the challenge of using a stage. The state of Minnesota, they've used June 21st as their cutoff date. And I think if, you know, if assuming that the technology is still available next year, I think that's the direction we're headed.
Okay.
So I think we're going to start hearing more about cutoff dates.
Okay.
And also, I think they're talking about adjusting the buffer zones around the fields there.
Okay. So then that's all the more reason why it's important that farmer voices be heard in this current dicamba survey that's going on. And like I said, if you have not received a link with it, if you have not heard about it, then the best place to go so your voice is heard is Wisc Weeds, W-I-S-C, weeds.info, badgerbean.com, coolbean.info, or you can also go to ipcm.wisc.edu. If all else fails, Google Wisconsin dicamba survey, and it hopefully will take you there. But act right away. If you're a soybean grower in Wisconsin, if you're somebody that was a soybean grower and just passed on the technology last year, again, like Rodrigo said, we need to know why, and we need to know how it performed for you either last year if you were on the front end of this technology, or this year for sure, and act as soon as possible. That's how some of your checkoff dollars are being spent, gathering that kind of information and supporting our young scientists that are in Wisconsin. We welcome Rodrigo Worley to the agronomy team on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. He's our University Extension Weed Specialist and our guest here with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.